How pumped are you for playing Samson's engineering tonight?
So pumped! After soundcheck, definitely. Because it's really good to have like nice stage like modern volumes and stuff like that. Side fills, and you ask for something and it's like you can hear it. Yeah, it makes you more excited for a show, you know?
It's always nice when you ask for something and you get what you ask for.
And yeah, so excited. Do you guys always have like a good reception at Southampton as well?
Yeah, we've always done alright. It's been one of those ones where we don't think we'll necessarily do alright, and then all the shows are always decent. So we really like Southampton.
Yeah,
just should be good.
And are you good friends with the guys at Arcane Roots?
We are now.
Best buddies now. Yeah.
Well, I've actually known Jack for a long time because me and Jack went to school together pretty much when we were like 11, 12. And then.
Yeah.
We played with Jack's other band quite a few times in Dynamics.
Plays in a band called Dynamics, which we played a bunch of times. But before that, I was in a different band when I was younger, and he was in a like teenage band as well. And we used to play together all the time back then. So. We've known Jack for ages, and then when we brought up Rock Aries the first time, we both said like it's just mad how we've not hung out before now, because we've moved around the same circles for the last like 4 or 5 years, narrowly missing each other. So it's awesome just to get to the
I was speaking to Adam earlier, and he was saying how he always sees you at festivals and stuff. I guess it's always
been one of the things where he's been like in the distance, like
it's like he's never been that formality. But especially I've got quite a weird face, so I think people recognise my weird angles.
Very recognisable.
Like
your angular.
Yeah, that's the just angular crookedness.
I think you're a very handsome young man.
Oh, that's very nice. Okay.
You've got something about you.
So what venue are you most looking forward to playing for the rest of the tour? Is it just Norwich?
We've only got Norwich left.
Yeah.
Was that Epic Studio?
Yeah, we played there last time.
We played there with Vekovi, so it should be good. Like it's basically this big floor space, and it's just like a TV studio, so they can it's really cool because they can cater for whatever they want, what the band coming in wants. So if they have like a massive band, they can be like, we want to stay shut up in the middle, like Metallica, or in this corner, or up in the air. Well, I don't know, they can make it.
Maybe they could do a Wingardium Leviosa stage of the stage.
Very proud.
We've known about it for quite a long time now, since about November since last year, so it's kind of been people asking what's going on when we release the album, and it's like, can't really say what the nature of what we're doing is and who it was with, so it's nice. We've known for a while, but it's nice to tell people things have been started.
It's just nice because last year was a weird year for this band, just in the sense of not. We knew what we were doing and then didn't know what we were doing literally 3 times in the year. We had a plan and we had a plan, so after a while we just settled thinking, we're going to self-release this because a lot of the offers on the table were, a lot of the people we had loads of respect for and love, but it's just they could do that much more than we could do ourselves, especially when you're signing away a bunch of rights, whereas this Marshall deal came through and it's at the very least going to be supported and boosted more than we did it ourselves, so it's just kind of the deal's good, we just go for it.
Yeah, still feels right for you guys at the time.
And the team are cool, it's important for us to be working with people we think we can work with and actually listen to us.
It's exciting to be moving forward with that backup behind you. Completely, yeah. You were sort of really excited about what's going to happen because we have no idea. So can you tell us anything about Here's the Fatigue? What do you want to know? It's an album. It's coming out. It's got 11 tracks. Oh, one's an intro, so that's kind of cheap. 10 full fat songs.
It sounds exactly like Preston Newburn.
Yeah.
It's coming out 30th of March. I don't really know what else to say about it.
Have you been releasing new music soon? Or
yeah, we will have a single ahead of the album release coming very soon.
Cool, man.
That's why our drummer's not here, because he's actually signed out a bunch of emails.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
And will you be playing any new songs on tonight as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, like more than half the set is new songs. So,
oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Four new ones, three old ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sweet. So what was the first gig that you all went to as a child, sort of thing?
Oh, shit. I went to, I'm going to see Yellow Card at 13 at the Astoria when that was still there in London.
Oh, sick.
That's cool.
I did the same thing
with
Crank, they asked me the same thing, but I literally can't remember what it said. Oh, it was,
Did I see like Mars
Bowl? No, it was Green Day. You know, they put it in a Bible.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like the first proper like rock show I've been to.
Oh, cool.
Like, I was into me. I would have been like 12 or 13. I've been playing guitar since I was like 11. And that was like the first time I went to see a famous band play a set. I remember Jimmy Eagle from Main Support.
Oh, certainly.
It was like Taking Back Sunday. Then Hardfly. Oh, yeah. Do you remember them?
Not
fucking
really.
At the cash machine.
I know that song.
They were like a like indie kind of like chart. It's so weird that they were opening the show. So that was like that's the first time I remember seeing a proper band. They were sick.
Sweet, man. And just one last question: if you work with any bands on a new song, who would it be and why?
We've got so many friends, like even our game roots, you know what I mean? Like we've got so many friends that we'd love to collaborate with, but we should pick something like well out there. I'd like to collaborate with Sia. She's just like everything she touches is.
Yeah.
Or maybe like Jay-Z or Dr. Dre or something like that, Yeah, something just the completely
Kendrick Lamar
would be sick, just completely rich, just on it.
That'd be cool. Although you'll probably get most of the money for it,
probably. Yeah,
probably. You don't need it, though. You can just be nice and
get out of the last minute. Kendrick Lamar, I know Lewis would love Kendrick Lamar as well. Yeah. That's something that completely juxtaposes what we do.
Sweet. That's great. Thanks very much.
Thank you.